It's Maryland Morning on WYPR. I'm Sheila Cast. Around the state, for sale banners are going up. Signs are being staked into front yards, and open houses are taking place every weekend. All that's typical for this time of year. What's the current situation for buyers and sellers? Here to catch us up on how the greater Baltimore housing market is doing is Andrew Strouch, Vice President of the Metropolitan Regional Information Systems, or MRIS, which compiles data on residential real estate. Andrew Strouch, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me, Sheila.
What are the headlines about Maryland's housing market over the past year?
So Maryland has actually been a nice and steady recovery. Right now, we've got about 6 months of inventory, which is a balance between buyers and sellers. Prices have been appreciating in a very gradual manner. Somewhat different than Washington, D.C., actually.
What's going on in the Washington market?
The inventory is still held very low, and inventory has been very tight. Prices have increased even this year, late last year and into this year, 5 to 10% year over year. And actually, it seems like it's starting to turn in Washington, D.C. Actually, prices just last month were down, which is the first time it's been down for a long time, year over year.
The report you released last week on the Baltimore metro region's housing market in June, it looked at Baltimore City and five counties, Baltimore County, Howard, Anne Arundel, Carroll, and Harford. Which of those jurisdictions show the biggest growth in the numbers of sales, the numbers of homes?
Right. So in terms of the number of sales, the area that was up the most is really Baltimore City was up 10% year over year.
Mm-hmm.
And also Carroll County had a pretty good year, up about 10%. Howard County was about flat, and then also with Harford and the other counties were somewhere in between.
So Harford at flat was the lowest.
The lowest
growth in the numbers of sales. And then let's talk about prices. How are sales prices across the region?
So year over year, actually, it's been pretty consistent across the area, which is, you know, a few percent up year over year. Howard, Anne Arundel, Carroll, Baltimore. Baltimore County. Harford has been down about 4% year over year. So there, in terms of volume, about flat, and the prices down just a touch. And Baltimore City also down just a touch, but that might have just been the mix of the properties being sold because their volume is up 10%.
Do volume of sales and prices tend to track?
Tend to track somewhat depending on the supply and demand, but typically if a lot more houses are being sold, it means that the demand is going up, and that generally will drive prices up a little bit, depending on the mix.
So demand is one of the factors in price. What other factors make it? Why are we seeing an increase in sales prices?
I mean, when you think about increases in real estate over the long term, it's about 2 to 3%. So we're right in that sweet spot. So Baltimore Metro overall last month, year over year, was around 1.2% year to date. So that's right in the sweet spot in terms of where we should be, just a couple of percent. And that's the long-term average.
That was volumes that were up 10%. I was thinking we talked about 10%, but we're not seeing sales prices anywhere going up like that.
Sure. And you know, some of it was inventories were a little bit tighter a year ago. Inventories are up a little bit more, which basically there's more options for buyers, and I think that's part of the reasons that the volume has ticked up. Interest rates are still, although higher than last year on a historical basis, they're still doing quite well in terms of the fact that you can get a 30-year fixed loan in the low 4% points.
Yeah, let me ask you about interest rates, because the chairman of the Federal Reserve was on Capitol Hill yesterday and again today,
mm-hmm.
Telling congressional committees her view, which seems to be kind of steady as she goes. At least that's how I would characterize it.
Right.
What are you expecting mortgage rates to do, say, after the summer, after this particular buying season?
Yeah, I mean, so what I've been reading is right in line with that across the board. I think there's a lot of nervousness internal to the government and the financial institutions in that if interest rates would go up too fast, it could throw us back into a recession. So they've ticked up, I think, off of really historical, real lows, but they're still contextually very low. And I think the government wants to keep it that way because although we've been in a recovery, it's been somewhat jobless, although there's few jobs that are coming into the recovery now, but it has not been a super robust recovery.
On WIPR, this is Maryland Morning. I'm Sheila Cass speaking with Andrew Strouch, Vice President of the Metropolitan Regional Information Systems, or MRIS. We're talking about the Baltimore region's housing market. I wanted to pick up on what you just mentioned about jobs. We are starting to see more jobs in Maryland. I believe the latest Bureau of Labor Statistics employment data reported that Maryland added 22,000 jobs over the past year.
Yeah.
How does that get reflected? How soon does that get reflected in the housing market?
So I think typically it's probably a 6 to 12 month lag in terms of the amount of time when people are getting back into the job market or upgrading their jobs to when they start making decisions that they're going to move.
And what does the data tell us about foreclosures in this market?
So foreclosures are up over the last few months, and it's been an interesting ride in Maryland as opposed to Washington, D.C. and other areas, because the government in Maryland has really emphasized doing very rigorous due diligence in terms of deciding when to actually go into foreclosures. So they've put a lot of energy into the HARP program, the government-sponsored program to have folks get interest rate relief for 5 years. They've also worked with a lot of the local lending agencies and put out a lot of consumer information in terms of the options that people have. But, you know, we're 5 years into the recovery now. The HARP program started 5 years ago. And at this point in time, it seems that some folks have run out of options and are going into foreclosure. So we were experiencing a little higher foreclosure rate now than some of the other areas because it hit them earlier than it did us.
And those for sale signs that I talked about at the beginning, how long do they tend to stay in any given front yard? And how does that compare to what we used to see?
Yeah, so days on market is really at a healthy rate. I think it's somewhere in the 40 to 50 days on market, which is about right for this time of year. Washington, D.C. is significantly lower because it's tighter inventory and a bit of hotter market. But at this point in time, houses come on the market. Generally, in the hotter areas, it'll take a week or two to close. In the areas that are kind of more typical, it might take a couple of months to close.
I appreciate you talking to us. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Sheila.
Andrew Strouch is the Vice President of Metropolitan Regional Information Systems, or MRIS, which tracks real estate trends. We've got more information on our website, wypr.org/Maryland Morning. Also, a link to the Wall Street Journal's live blog of the Federal Reserve Chairman's testimony before the House Committee, and more of this interview. For help with foreclosures, we've linked to the Maryland Hope Hotline, which you can call at 1-877-462-7555. Again, that stands for Maryland Homeowners Preserving Equity, Maryland Hope, at 1-877-462-7555. I'm Sheila Cast. Ahead on Maryland Morning, the first national labor strike started in Baltimore and turned violent fast. Stay tuned to 88.1.